A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives, and everyone who searches, finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone, or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this passage is almost too familiar. We all know it by heart. So let's try to stand back and take a fresh look at it. It almost seems, at first glance, like a recipe for an easy spiritual life, especially the first part. Ask and it will be given to you. And then anyone who asks will receive. People who don't really believe in prayer use this as an excuse for not believing. Oh, sure, they say, ask for an easy job with a big salary. Ask for, I don't know, George Clooney or whoever turns you on. You don't really think you'll get them, do you? So, they conclude glibly, God doesn't exist. But what is it that will be given if you ask? What is it you're going to find if you search? Which door should you be knocking on? We need to think about the answer to those questions. Jesus says that our Father in heaven will give us good things if we ask for them. But first we need to work out what those good things are. Faith, of course. Like that desperate father who asked Jesus to heal his son, saying, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. He asked for the right thing. And we can ask for more selflessness. We can ask for patience, for the ability to forgive. It's not easy, but these are the good things. Not wealth, not success, not fame. But what really, really made me think in this passage was the last sentence. When Jesus translates the traditional negative golden rule into a positive. Yeah, originally the rule was don't do to others what you wouldn't like them to do to you, which is excellent advice, of course. It's an exercise in self-control. It's a step on the path to true unselfishness. But the affirmative version that Jesus offers here is much harder to put into practice. In everything, he says, in everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. So give. Give money, give time, give help, give a patient ear. Don't just refrain from abusing or snapping at people. Do to them as you'd want them to do if your situations were reversed. That is infinitely harder. But of course it's also infinitely closer to what being a Christian is supposed to be. In Lent we tend to go for negatives. We give things up. Not wine, not chocolate, not watching television, or whatever each of us regards as pleasurable, but not necessary. Maybe we need to rethink our Lenten sacrifices. Maybe we need to turn the whole thing upside down. And instead of giving something up, take something on. Or rather, give up asking the wrong question, searching for the wrong thing, knocking on the wrong door. And know that if we do it, if we carry it off, we will be answered abundantly by a Father who loves to give good things.